We're back. I am very pleased to say, joined by a friend and colleague of many years. He served under President Reagan as his senior director for international economic affairs at the National Security Council and played a tremendously important role there in crafting and helping to execute President Reagan's strategy for destroying the Soviet Union. He has gone on to other things, including now as the founder and president of RWR Advisory, a consulting firm specializing in risks at the intersection of global business activity and national security concerns, which brings us an incredibly impressive product called IntelTrack. Of course, I'm speaking of Roger W. Robinson. Roger, it's good to have you with us. Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio.
Thank you, Frank.
I don't hardly really know where to begin, but Roger, you have been devoting a lot of time and energy, including this IntelTrack program of yours, to help the rest of us monitor what is happening with respect to Chinese and Russian foreign investment, including a fair amount of it in this country. And I wanted to ask you about a couple of specific examples that touch upon this intersection. Talk about MoneyGram, for example, a company that the Chinese are pursuing at the moment in the United States.
Well, thank you, Frank. I would just say quickly that IntelTrack is a software tool that tracks and visually maps every transaction of Chinese and Russian state-owned and controlled companies, including those nominally private sector firms that aren't really private sector firms, on a global basis every day. So this database goes back 5 years and is a very granular look on a deal-by-deal basis of what China and Russia are doing versus what they're saying. And we can get back to that a bit later. But in terms of the MoneyGram Ant Financial transaction, we have upcoming a circumstance where a Chinese entity that proclaims itself non-state controlled but is hoping to acquire a firm called MoneyGram, based in Dallas, for $880 million, that is very sensitive in nature. It's used by millions of government employees, military personnel, and average Americans for money transfers and a host of financial services. We should know by now, after the Office of Personnel Management and the Chinese hacking their way into the theft of 20 million people's personal, including intelligence officers, financials, and other sensitive data, that they're very keen to collect on a vacuum cleaner basis this kind of data. And naturally, when you buy something like MoneyGram, which has offices all over the country, and indeed in 200 other countries, some of which are in the immediate proximity of our major military installations, notably Fort Bragg in North Carolina. And so you can just see the efficiency with which China is hoping, on an unmonitored, uncontested basis, to perpetrate this kind of fraud in the sense of a private entity, supposedly, that has benign commercial intent only.
This is symptomatic, though, of problems of this kind that you're documenting around the world. And, Roger, I did want to ask you about another instance where a foreign entity, Rosneft, is about to acquire, it would appear, an immense piece of the U.S. energy sector through a deal with PDVSA, the Venezuelan state-owned conglomerate. Talk a little bit about Citgo and its implications for U.S. national security.
Well, PDVSA and the Venezuelan economy has been driven into the ground by Maduro. The country's destitute. PDVSA is hanging on by a thread. They can repay $65 billion in Chinese loans. The Russians very cleverly offered about $1 billion, $1.2 billion loan themselves to Venezuelans. And now that it's likely to default, they've already got their hands, or are in the process of doing so, of 49% of a subsidiary of PDVSA that controls the Citgo gasoline stations that are scattered throughout the United States.
And three oil refineries and a gas, an oil and gas pipeline, as I understand it, as well.
This is
a huge problem.
Right, absolutely right. It's the refineries that are the choke points there, and potentially. And getting the Russians into our industry with an entity like Rosneft, which is synonymous with a Putin inner circle association, is just the kind of thing we want to avoid. And frankly, 51% of this Citgo-owning subsidiary of PDVSA, its ownership is unknown, and there's speculation that it too may fall into Russian hands for 100% grab. Now, that is a distinct possibility now.
Now, Roger, again, you specialized and have done so for decades with very impressive results, let me say, on national security considerations. Talk a little bit about what it might mean to have a company that is very much under the thumb of Vladimir Putin with these kinds of assets in the United States energy sector, when we know Putin has said one of his purposes is to destroy the fracking industry of the United States and thereby essentially disrupt that energy sector.
Well, clearly, like the Chinese, we are a very target-rich environment because of the largely unmonitored screening that goes on in terms of foreign direct investment by adversaries of the United States. As a consequence, when you see the Russians presently in the form of Rosatom, which is one of its most notorious and largest state-owned enterprises, that controls 20% of America's nuclear fuel supply. I mean, it almost sounds fanciful to say it out loud, and yet here we are. And, of course, this has been under the nose of multiple presidents, but particularly the Clinton administration, which not only was taking a blind eye view, but took large contributions for their foundation thereafter from the same players. So the point is, we have a penetration problem, and the Russians are looking eagerly at the energy sector. As you know, that's their stock and trade, 66% of their total annual hard currency earnings. They want to impede our juggernaut of oil and gas production any way they can. And we have basically allowed a golden engraved invitation to do so, in the sense that we are not seriously screening every single effort to engage in foreign direct investment in this strategic sector of American
infrastructure. Or indeed in other pieces of the critical infrastructure. And Roger, you've made the observation, I think, on this program and I know elsewhere, that, you know, as long as people are dressing up these kinds of transactions as just business, they seem to get pretty much rubber stamped by an organization you're familiar with called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, better known by its acronym CFIUS. There's some talk, Roger Robinson, about reforming CFIUS. What sorts of changes would you argue are needed in that organization at the moment?
Well, first, I think that there has to be a very robust representation of agencies of the U.S. security community. I mean, they are at the table now, in my opinion, in a subordinate capacity, and they should be the primary players here in trying to vet these transactions as they come before them.
CFIUS is an interagency organization that is chaired by the Treasury Department, which is generally in the business of promoting foreign investment. So they're not only second-class citizens, if you will, but they're I think, relatively uninfluential.
Well, I would just say, under President Reagan, there's no question that the National Security Council would be in the chair of such an interagency process. And at minimum, it needs to be in a co-chair position now to offset a more permissive, frankly, attitude on the part of the Treasury looking for what's good about these deals, attributing them with the benign commercial qualities that you're referencing, instead of what is oftentimes, and more often than not, the hard, unpleasant reality that these are strategic security-related plays. The other is they need a permanent staff. I mean, they need a secretariat.
Not as a fly-by-night operation, which is processing, I'm told, maybe just one case per month, which is, of course, totally inadequate to the challenge. Roger Robinson, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Please, folks, check out Intel Track. Roger, please come back to us soon. Thank you so much for the work you do. Next up, Jim Hansen joins us straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.